Hi, and welcome into entry 3 of my guide dog diary. As promised, it's Sunday the 28th of April, and I'm doing my third entry. This entry will be about Emily in the home. As you know, she moved in on Friday, and she came to stay on Friday afternoon. We did a bit of work with her in harness, and then she was left with us. So I fed her Friday evening, and we introduced her to Simba, our youngest cat, who's very timid, on Friday, because she'd briefly met Chester a couple of days earlier when he was in the garden and when she'd come in after a walk and he'd hissed at her and she'd offered him her bone in response. They'd say, sorry. But she'd not met Simba. So we brought Simba down and Jess held on to Simba and she sniffed him. And Simba actually reached down and sniffed, touched noses with her, which was really good. But it's different, as you will know if you're a cat owner, introducing cats and dogs and actually them interacting on their own terms. You can't force it because the cats don't spend that much time walking around on the floor. So the dog has to get used to them in that position when it happens, which isn't very often. Because our cats eat on the work surface. We have a special work surface for them, just because otherwise the dogs would help themselves to the food. So a lot of the time they're either on the work top or they're upstairs on the, asleep. It's not often they're walking about. So we introduced Simba and Emily, and that was that. And then that evening we actually put the pet gate up on the lounge door to keep Emily in here while the cats had the freedom of the house. And that worked quite well, although she was watching them every opportunity she got through the cat through the gate. It was a bit stressful, if I'm honest, but that's just me. She did quite well. She was playing with Ollie and she wasn't too unsettled, which was good. Kept taking her out to the pen, trying to get her to use it because she hadn't done a number two in there at a poo. She'd only peed. So bedtime came and we moved the baby gate, the gate upstairs, the pet gate upstairs to our room, put it on the door so that the dogs could stay in the bedroom and the cats would have the run of the house because, as you know, cats are nocturnal. But when we went in there, Chester was already on the bed, our eldest cat. So she went up to say hello to him and he hissed at her and battered the bed. So she left him alone then. Now in the night, Simba is always active and comes to wake me up to get fed and at least once fussed. So he couldn't come in the room, so he stood outside the gate. And I woke up and Emily went to the gate and I put her back on her bed. And she was up and down a little bit on her bed, but she was pretty well behaved all night. I took her out during the night, as I'd been told to, in case she wanted to go. And we managed it quite well. And in the morning, Simba wanted to come in the room. So we let him in the room, and she was sniffing him. But he wasn't happy about that, so he went out again. But there was no animosity. There hasn't been any animosity at all, to be honest. She's not that type of dog. And that was that. So we got up, and I fed Emily and kept taking her out to spend. And on one of the occasions, she was in the pen. Behind our pen, one of the forming walls of the pen, if you like, because that was a wooden pen we had built, is a shed. Simba came onto the shed and was talking, as he does, saying hello. And she jumped up the shed to see him, and he didn't like it. And she did it twice, and I really told her off, and he ran off then. And that's made him stand back a bit and be a bit scared of her again, unfortunately. But these things happen. We had all this with Ollie. Ollie actually chased him once when we first got Ollie. So I brought her in and I've been doing obedience with her in the garden, which means getting her to do sit and wait while I walk around on the end of a long lead and then go back to her and down and stay. And she was good as gold while I was doing those. did some in the morning, and then after lunch I did some more, and I also groomed her. And while I was grooming her, Chester jumped onto the fence and she went to look at him, and I said no. And then while I was doing the obedience, Chester was washing himself, sunbathing in the garden, watching the proceedings. So she was watching him, but she still did well behaved on her obedience. That was good. So last night, what I did, I put Emily on the lead from around tea time and kept her on the lead so that Simba could come and go as he wished, because I knew he'd come down, which he did. And he came in the door and then went out. He didn't stay long, but we had no meetings with Simba and her at all. And he's eating well and grooming and whatever. He's just got to find his feet and get over this. And that, you know, until then, I've got to control Emily and let her leave him alone until he's ready. So we had a nice evening yesterday. We cooked Jess. I did a little bit towards tea, but Jess cooked the bulk of it. And then we watched TV and had her on the lead, and she was really good. And then last night, she was much more relaxed in the bedroom. She slept most of the night, and Chester actually woke me up for Simba this time. And I put her back on her bed because she got up to see Simba through the gate, and then I went down and sorted Simba out. And we had a very peaceful night with her, which was really good. And then this morning, we got up and she had her breakfast and came in here for a short time. And then I took her out to the pen. And she actually did a number two. She pooed in the pen, which is a wonderful sign with a new guide dog. Sounds a big thing, and it is, because it means they're relaxing more. Some dogs do have issues with going to the toilet when they go to their new homes. So I brought her out of the pen and I did her obedience again. And then we came in. And a bit later on, the dogs have been playing intermittently and she's been quite relaxed. She's been sleeping more today, relaxing more. She's asleep now, actually. And then they have like power naps, which last about half an hour, and then they're all up again. So we had dinner, and then just after dinner, Chester came into the kitchen, and she was fine. We took them out to spend, and she tried to play with him when she was on her way in and got told off. And then he came back in again. And as we went through, Chester was on the floor, and we heard him do a noise to her as if he'd let her sniff him, because he wouldn't let her near him prior to that. So they seem to have come to some sort of understanding, we think. We're not positive, but she doesn't seem too bothered with Chester now. So we've just got to give Simba time. When I hear Simba up and about, I'll put her back on the lead again, because he's more timid, so he's got to come to terms, as he did with Ollie in his own time. I mean, Ollie and him are fine now, but it took a few days. So she's been playing with Ollie, and she's been very good, to be honest. She's now got a little bell on, because it's easier to hear where she is. It's a little parrot bell, quite a cute little bell. So this afternoon I'll be taking her out to groom her and doing some more obedience with her. And then she'll go on the lead again tonight, so that Simba gets a bit of freedom and I can put some obedience in with her on the lead, because it's all part of the bonding process. And then Nicola comes back at 10:30 tomorrow and we start working on harness with her each day, because this is going to be a working week each day this week, which is good. This morning she was a little bit unsettled with noises outside. She was uffing a bit, but she seems to be a bit calmer this afternoon. I did tell her that I wasn't accepting that. I still wanted to start barking. So, but she's doing really well. I know the Simba thing is going to take time, as it did with Ollie. But the spending in the pen, the pooing in the pen, is a big thing, as those of you who are guide dog owners will know, and those of you who aren't, that's why I'm explaining it. And she does seem nice and settled today. So once we start working and she comes home here every night, that's going to add to the bonding and the settlement as well. So, good times, we're moving on. And, you know, although it's early days yet, she's doing very well indeed. I shall come back with a report Probably I'll do it 2 days at a time, because there'll be too many entries otherwise. I don't want to bore people. So what I'll do is I'll do one every other day when I'm doing working days to tell you what I've been doing with harness and everything. So I hope that's okay. But yeah, so far so good. And she's settling in really well. And Ollie adores her. They get on fabulously. And we've just got to now settle her with the cats, which will happen. And that'll be that. So that's where we're up to. And she's doing really well, I'm pleased to say. She really is.